Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle. It's two of us holding the fort again. It's me, Saru, and I have Baru with me. Hi, Baru.
What's up?
And Arush is on his hiatus still, so we have no idea when he's coming back. He is clearly enjoying the high life somewhere.
Arush, mummy, papa, aapko dhoond rahe, beta, ghar aaja, please.
Please, Arush, jaldi aaja. There have been 8 matches down, Baru. How is ISL season going on so far?
I think for us Bombay fans, it's been a very topsy-turvy ride. And you know the whole cliche, it's a roller coaster season, my friend.
Yes. That. We first lose the first two matches.
Yeah. Then we draw one.
Then we draw one, and then our
like,
Indian contingent starts performing well.
No, they draw one, then they lose. Then it's 3-0, I think, if I remember right.
Yes. So let's go. How is Bombay performing? Mumbai City FC?
I think if you look at Bombay, it's you can use it to extrapolate the whole ISL. This is probably the story of every team. I mean, everyone's got their ups and downs in equal amounts, except for Northeast, which are suddenly they're winning now.
Yeah, they won.
But they were at their usual place on the table.
They're still at their usual place. It's just that they're playing well now.
With
better.
Simao scoring goals and shit. Yeah, but anyway, coming back to Bombay, we are playing well. Our team does seem like it has the chemistry to go all the way. But there are times when they just suddenly. It's probably like after a goal or after in two goals. This might apply to any team. But suddenly they just lose the will to play.
Mm.
The entire game, they'll be like dominating the other team. But suddenly everyone just switches off. You'll see only two people who are still on. There'll be Sonny Norde, Sunil Chhetri. If Subhash is on the pitch, probably Subhash Singh.
It's like Chelsea, don't you think?
I don't think about Chelsea that much. Saru.
Yes. So talking about Sonny Norde, he has the most shots on target in ISL this season till now. That is amazing.
Yeah, but from a Bombay aspect, it's not amazing because he's not converting that often. I think he scored only one goal till now.
Yeah, so he's had 20 shots on target, goals he scored.
He scored just one that I can remember. Just one or two. Because he scored this beautiful right foot.
So Sonny Norde is on one goal on 20 shots on target.
Now, can we rephrase your sentence about how it's awesome or not? Because, I mean, he is one of those workhorses on the pitch. Amazing work rate. But he just doesn't get... He does remind me... I mean, forgive me for the analogy right over here. He reminds me of Gervinho from Aston.
Right.
This guy got everything right, except when he used to reach the, suddenly he'll find himself on the touchline. He's like, how did I get away?
Yeah.
He cuts across the entire pitch, cuts to people, but either he can't get the final ball right or he can't get the final shot right.
Yes, so I mean, talking about that, this guy from Kerala Blasters, John Mendonca Valencia.
He's having a good season. I mean,
17 shots on target and 6 goals.
Yeah.
That is
impressive. That is what you
expect.
That
is better
from...
than Cristiano Ronaldo right now.
Is it better than Giroud?
Probably is.
But Giroud does play for like only 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, so minutes per goal, Giroud probably is the highest in the world. Yeah, so that's Mumbai. But
combine Giroud with the highest goals per minute and combine Ozil with the highest assists per game. Arsenal should be like top of the table right now.
They are almost.
Almost, but not quite there.
It's okay.
Anyway, back to ISL.
So, the biggest surprise team of this season has to be Delhi Dynamos.
Delhi, definitely, yeah. I mean, or more than Delhi, actually, I'd go with Pune. I did not expect Pune to be, this good, but... I think a change of management has helped them a lot more than it has
anyone else. And how about
Tunchai? Sonny, this guy has been phenomenal for Pune. And I think he's just... It's probably him who's like changed. I think their marquee was Mutu, wasn't it?
I don't think
it was Tunchai.
It really depends. I don't know what...
The signing marquee, the whole gung-ho was about Mutu. And suddenly you see that he's not even starting games. You have Tunchai doing his thing.
Yeah, Tunchai scored 3 goals, but... Yeah, I think his effect has been way more. He's like how Elano is for Chennai. Like Elano is
for Delhi.
Yeah.
I think Maluda has a more behind the scenes role because...
Like what? Like the party organizer for Delhi.
On the pitch, yes. So, I mean, I think apart from Tunchai for Pune, we have this guy called Kalu Uche.
Hmm.
And he's more like a sub. He doesn't finish the entire game, doesn't play the entire game. He has played 6 games, but not completely. But just 350 minutes.
Yeah.
But he's been pretty effective for them. He scored like 4 goals.
Yes.
And I think it's players like these who can come on the pitch and just change the game. Yeah. Like,
or do you think one of the reasons why Delhi is doing so well, like they're equal on the points table with one match to play, is because the goalkeeper, Antonio Doblas.
Yeah, he is currently the golden glove leader or contender. I mean, he
is
he's
had
holder
the most,
right now.
Most saves as well for the
exactly.
tournament.
So I think Santana, like, he's played 5 games for Delhi out of 6, 7.
Yeah.
And pretty impressive, man. I mean, he's conceded just 2 goals. I mean, sorry, he's conceded just 4 goals. He's got 2 clean sheets.
Yeah. And he's had 24 saves. And if you divide it by 7 games, he has at least 3.5 saves a game, which is quite impressive. Then let's see, why is Pune performing so well?
I think it's more about the attacking force of Pune. I mean, they just, it's like a constant bombardment on the opposition side. If the more shots on target you have, it's, you have to like...
This is the most surprising stat of ISL. Pune, Chennai and Mumbai all had 54 shots on target till now.
And Kerala is just one shot behind.
Yes, and what's more surprising is Pune, Chennai and Mumbai all have had 11 goals scored till now.
Well... Let's just say that Pune have been spacing out more, haven't they? I mean, Bombay scored 5 in one match.
Yeah, but that's exactly... Don't you think this is what's happening in ISL? Either teams are playing massively low-scoring draws...
Yeah,
boring 1-0s. Or they're like 3-1s, 4-1s. Given that Mumbai scored only 11 goals and in one match they scored 5.
Right. You know how it turned out for them, I mean.
Yeah.
They failed to score in one match. The next one was a clean sheet with, obviously, for both sides.
Clearly, massive inconsistency in... How they're playing. So here's the interesting thing. Delhi Dynamos have committed the most fouls in ISL and Northeast United has committed the least fouls. You think Northeast United players are just going too soft into the game and
I think Northeast United players, because of the fact that most of them are not exposed to a higher level of football, because of the whole catchment area policy that these guys have.
Yeah.
They probably just don't think that they are ready enough to go into those tackles and everything. I mean,
isn't that
they probably get outplayed in the game or something to not get the opportunities to make those fouls. You, if you're not dominating the game, you can't like really ruin it for the other team, right?
Yeah, and contrastingly, Delhi has the highest number of fouls. So they clearly have a way of playing. They commit the most number of fouls. They have the most shots on target against them. And they still somehow manage to like...
Yeah, but if you look at this chart, like in line with the fair play standings, I think Kerala is the team... that you need to look out for. I mean, they're tied with Mumbai on top for the Fair Play Award, but they also have like the second least number of fouls as compared to Mumbai, who are like
what,
ahead of them.
How do they decide what this Fair Play Award is?
I know it has multiple factors like fouls committed, fouls, the number of arguments you've had with the referee. Like, I mean, if you have Chetri in your team, I think it's like having Sachin on your team.
What do you mean, no arguments?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, acha, fine. Referee ne kya bola? Kya bola referee?
So, who is the Harbhajan of the team?
For Mumbai. I think it's Andre Moritz because he's not in the team anymore.
So in the playing 11, who is the Harbhajan?
No, he left. So I think it's very similar to Harbhajan Singh.
Alright, let's talk about the best performers. Top goal scorers, Sunil Chetri and John Steven Mendonca Valencia.
Let's just talk about the top 2 instead of the top 6. John Steven Mendonca Valencia, what's wrong? They just couldn't decide on a name and they're like... We'll take the top 4 out of the 100 we've decided and let's just give it.
Yes, so Sunil Chetri, man, he was out for international duty and you could...
Again, he's back on international duty. He's going to miss the next game against Delhi.
No, not right now, no.
Yeah, we have a match on the
This is
of...
after the weekend he'll miss the game.
No, he's missing it this weekend, I think.
This weekend, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how good he's been.
Chetri, yeah, he has been very effective. He's been getting things running in the midfield of the Mumbai team. But I think what I've been seeing a lot on social media is about how his finishing hasn't been that great and how most of his goals have come through penalties.
So Cristiano scores like 8-9 penalties.
And even
so.
Cristiano gets the same amount of hate on that. But what
that's
I'm saying is it doesn't...
The Messi lovers.
So my point here is that he does get things moving in the midfield. I mean, you have just Norde and Chetri who are getting the ball around. Probably Gabriel if he's playing. He's injured this time.
Yeah.
And Subhash who's running around a lot. You know, that raw speed. But it is Chetri who is getting a lot of work done. The fact that he has 6 goals to his credit is just a bonus. I mean, it's not like he's going for those goals.
Yeah.
People might blame an Aurea. How are you taking all these penalties? If
but
you don't want the goals, you can let other people take it. Yeah.
That's just
agar
bullshit.
If people take it, then they get a hat-trick. Mil jata, yaar.
No, that is, I think, just sauce grapes. That's
so,
just bullshit.
Oh, this was an incident from the Mumbai match. I mean, it's like for the 3-1, I mean, when we were 2-1 up and we got a penalty
huh.
against Northeast, Subrata, he came halfway across the pitch. And he's like, you know, halfway, he just comes walking or running across. And at the half line, he looks at Anelka and he just makes a gesture that, you know, I'll be taking this penalty. And Anelka is like, yeah, go ahead, you know, just gives him a thumbs up. And Subrata is like so pumped up, he's going to take a penalty, be the first goalkeeper in Iceland to score a goal. He goes to the, you know, DO.
And Chetri shoots him.
Holding the ball over there, he's like, tu udhar kya kar
rahe? He just go back.
Yeah, he just did that. He's like, just holding the ball, he's like, nodding. I mean, you know, he's shaking his head. And Subrata cut such a
sorry
depressed
face.
Figure when he walked all the way back. Everyone felt so sorry for him. And they're like, yeah, Chetri de deta yaar. What's wrong with you?
Of course not.
I don't think Subrata even celebrated that goal. I mean, when Chetri converted it, was a very good penalty. I mean, both of his penalties are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, for all the people who talk about penalties, remember, I think just over this weekend, last weekend, Kolarov for Manchester City decided to take the penalty. And he clearly missed it. So taking a penalty is not a tough, easy task. And next top performer, Elano. Man, that guy is just continuing where he left last year.
Is it a surprise, really? I mean, Elano is...
It's not a surprise, given that he just...
He's cut for this league, man. I mean, he's just... He's the ISL incarnate.
Yeah,
he's getting everything right.
If anyone's listening, he should be the poster boy for a marquee player for ISL. We've already spoken about Mendonca, but we need to talk a little about Antonio Doblas Santana. What a good keeper he's been.
It's possible. I mean...
Or even the keeper of Pune City, Steve Simonsen.
What can I say, man? These guys, I think what they're doing right is, even though their defense is not that great, their defenders have not been getting those tackles in much.
Yeah.
They're still, you know, getting shit done. Because, I mean, the one thing this guy would be happy about is like having a player of the caliber of Malouda right in front of him.
Yeah, that
like,
is true.
Almost in front of him.
Yeah, but Delhi, that's what they do, right? They just like kick the ball till Malouda and figure.
But that's right. But even then, I mean, there are two ways to look at it. He has the most saves in the league and he has the most clean sheets. So that does say that he is doing something really right because he's not letting those balls in at all. I mean, if you had like just 7 saves and what, 6 clean sheets,
that
means
no
one
scoring.
Your defense is too badass right now. Right?
Yeah, but that's not the thing. The defense is quite like they're still.
They have like what Šovek and Hans
Risa.
And Risa, yeah. I mean, these are
yeah.
the guys. I mean, I think.
Yeah, but one special mention to Amrinder Singh of Atletico de Kolkata. He is actually performing quite well this season. And given you know the Mumbai match, which Mumbai lost. 4-1 to Atletico de Kolkata. He actually performed
yeah,
so well.
I think 2-1 he got this. Brilliant instinctive save
from
when Picon had the ball and he turned around and shot with his right foot.
Yeah, that was amazing.
He must have been like what 2 meters away, 1.5 meters away from the goal, and he pulled off a save. Man, I think that could have been the turning point of the match.
We are talking about Souvik Chakraborty. He has the third highest tackles as well.
And a red
in
card.
Red card, I think. Who's the highest? Kerala Blasters have the highest red card, if I'm not wrong. Anyway, but one thing, what do you think about the goals scored, dude? The number of goals scored are so less in ISL.
Yeah, I mean, we just spoke about it, like compared to the shots on target, the goals have just not been coming. So it's either like the quality of shot that's going, which speaks a lot about the quality of players over here.
Yeah.
Or it's just, I don't know, good defense.
All right. So which Baru right now, who do you think is going to qualify for the semifinals? Let's just go through the table once before we discuss that. The table basically is Pune City is on top of the table with 8 matches played on 13 points, and Delhi with 7 matches played is on 13, and rest all the teams are between 7 and 11. It's such an open league, but given how they're performing and the form they are, who do you think will go through to the semi-final?
I think let's look at it by elimination. I don't think Kerala is going to make it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they'll get through.
Why not?
I mean, in the competition right now, they've won. I mean, they've played 8 games. They've won just 2.
Yeah, but I think we are recording this on a Wednesday night. I think they just beat Pune City 2-0. So they will move to 11 then.
Okay, but isn't this like an updated table or something?
I don't know.
They're a game ahead. They've already moved to 8 points.
I don't know how this website works. Anyway, so who do you think I'll be the top 4?
I'll go with Pune and Delhi. They'll definitely make it. I'll put Bombay in there because I want to.
Okay.
And I think the last The last team that might make it would be
not Calcutta.
Calcutta, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a toss between Chennai and Calcutta. I'll go to Calcutta just because they can. They have a pretty good quick fire game. So
if I go by elimination, we can safely say Northeast is not going to, right? So that's one. Chennai and FC, they played so well last season. What do you think their chances are? They're like topsy turvy as everyone else in the table.
Yeah,
so
I'll go with Calcutta over Chennai. So for me, it's Calcutta, Bombay, Delhi, Pune.
I'm not Goa.
Not Goa. We have another, like, what, 7 games left?
Yeah.
So let's, I mean, this is like pretty much what everyone's been like.
And which has been the match of the season so far?
I'll go with the highest scoring match, man. I mean,
which one? There's so many matches with 5 goals scored.
Well, there's one with 6.
Mumbai City, Northeast United, 5-1 win for Mumbai. That's the match of the season.
For me, obviously. What about you? I mean,
I actually like Mumbai and Atletico de Kolkata. And not if not for any reason, it's for that Mumbai basically woke up after halftime. And for the 20 minutes
they
after
went
half-time,
for the win, but
they actually went for it. But I think
we counted like what, 10 shots? Which
yes,
they could have
we counted 10. The Atletico Kolkata supporters said 3, 4, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's anywhere between 4 and 10.
It's anyone's guess.
Yeah. But I think Pune and Kerala, Pune beating Kerala Blasters 3-2, that also was amazing match.
I think another good match was the recent second last Delhi match that took place.
Yeah.
When I think it was a 1-0 and they defeated Calcutta in stoppage time basically.
Yes.
So, when Carlos himself like got Risa out and came in and they ended up getting an assist from Maluda and a goal from Dos Santos.
Yeah.
That was a pretty interesting match because, I mean, as soon as that change happened, Delhi's game changed a bit. They became more quicker to react on those counters
and
got them a win.
Who has been the player who's disappointed you the most till now
Anelka.
This season? Well, Anelka.
He hasn't played much, but yeah, I think he started the last game against Calcutta. You expected him to be like much, much better than Picon. But I think he could have done a bit more. I mean, for me, Anelka just wasn't fitting into that pacey Mumbai game.
Yeah, I don't know why did Pune buy Mutu. I think he's the biggest disappointment. Why pay someone so much money and then put him on the bench? He's a star name, whatever said. And why just get someone like him?
And we can't even, I mean, sell jerseys cannot be a reason because I don't think people are buying original jerseys over here. I mean, you get jerseys for like $150 outside the stadium.
No, which is fine. I mean, it's not even about the jerseys anymore. It's about
no,
why.
I'm just saying because usually you can say like, oh yeah, you know, Madrid have already paid off most of Ronaldo's.
Yeah, well, Mutu is no Ronaldo.
saying,
anyway, so that's about ISL. We will be back with another ISL update probably a week and a half, 2 weeks from now. And all the teams would have played 11-12 games. So, it will be much closer to semi-final. So, probably we can preview the semi-final as well. Thanks, Baru, for this.
Let's go, Mumbai.
All right. As we love other teams as well. But Baru loves only Mumbai.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.